Well, the effects of climate change are becoming all too real for cattle ranchers. They're facing extended droughts that threaten their grazing land. But in New Mexico, an animal scientist thinks he's found a way to help with a rediscovered breed of cow. The Criollo is a cow that actually thrives in desert conditions. Alfredo Gonzalez is a rancher and an animal scientist at the Jornada Experimental Range in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And Alfredo, I am willing to bet a lot of people have never seen a Criollo cow. So can you tell us what one looks like?
Well, it's a smaller animal. The cows are about 750 to 800 pounds. They're a little thinner than what we expect to see normal beef cows.
And those horns, they're spiral horns, unlike the cows we normally see.
Yes, they're a little bit curved up and so forth, but they're really a very docile animal, and that's the great part of it, that they're easy to move, easy to work. We see in this animal a very rustic and adaptable type of animal that survives in different climates.
Well, let's talk about that. As we know, the drought in the West is terrible. It's been going on for a long time now, long term. We see temperatures are probably going up. So just how drought tolerant are these animals?
Well, that's what we're trying to quantify, and just by word of mouth, we've seen that these animals do survive in very adverse conditions. Right now, as climate change is coming, and we're getting drier and drier, changing environments are creating new challenges for all of us in the beef industry.
And when you say they're drought tolerant, this is because they can eat things that a normal cow wouldn't eat, right?
Yes, they have a much wider manner of using forage. They can eat shrubs. They can eat grass. They roam a lot more, and they can go without water for longer periods of time. So here in the desert areas or in the dry lands, these animals use the land a lot better.
And as you said, the animals have been here for a long time. In fact, they were brought to the New World back in the 1400s, but they never really caught on. Why is that if they're so advanced at living in the desert?
Right after World War, there was a great production of grains, and so producers here in these areas began to use larger animals. The Criollo began to fall out of favor with the introduction of these larger breeds.
Hmm. Well, and you and your colleagues go to Mexico. I understand you try to track down these cows. And talk more about the conditions about where you find them.
Well, we found these animals down in the Copper Canyon in Chihuahua, Mexico, where the Tarahumara Indians still raised this breed of cattle. We went down there in 2003, and we assembled a research herd and that we brought up to the Jornada Experimental Range.
So let's talk about the experimental range there. You're here studying the way these animals breed and the way they live on the land. But what role do you think the Criollo cow can realistically play in Western agriculture?
Well, I think that they tend to use larger areas and more diverse habitats when they graze. And they seem to be able to remain active in hotter temperatures like in the desert areas. So I think that they could do better use in hot areas.
Well, do you think they will be used in the West now? I mean, as the drought goes on and as if temperatures keep getting hotter, will we see ranchers moving to this type of cow?
I think we already have. Right now we're working with people in Arizona and New Mexico and Mexico, and people are now starting to see the advantages that the use of this animal can bring to maintaining rangelands.
But as you said, the cows are smaller. Their beef actually tastes a little bit different because they eat different things out there in the desert. Do you think that is going to make it difficult to market these cows to beef producers and, you know, eventually find their way onto plates in American restaurants and American dinner tables?
Right now, we are going into farmers markets, and we're hitting specialty restaurants. And we see that there's a great acceptance of this beef. The flavor coming from the range where mesquite is used, and that's the flavoring for that beef. And people say they really like that stronger flavor of beef. And that's a big difference between grain-fed beef and grass-fed beef. I think that these animals, since they do use these shrubs and so forth, have a different flavor of beef.
Alfredo Gonzalez studies and breeds drought-resistant Criollo cows outside Las Cruces, New Mexico. Alfredo, thanks very much.
Thank you.